When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel, Lady Saquon Barkley with 194 yards from scrimmage, a touchdown, and a two-point conversion. Week one, the Giants win for a change.
Huge. Ride Barkley all the way to the Super Bowl.
You know, just ride him for 17 weeks. The Jets... Not look good. Lamar Jackson did, though. They only guaranteed him 133 when a dude in his division got 230 guaranteed. Lots going on. So many. I mean, when you think about it, yesterday, Joe Burrow looks terrible all game, brings him all the way back, but then Tomlin screw blocks the kick and they win in overtime. By the way, Justin Fields gets by Trey Lance, who looked bad in the rain and the bad conditions. There were so many things. Patrick Mahomes, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, 360 yards, smoked the Cardinals.
Patrick, my homie.
The Minnesota Vikings put one on the Green Bay Packers. And I'm missing 5. There's so much that happened. The Chargers beat the Raiders. Justin Herbert with 3 TDs and no picks. It goes on and on and on. But guys, Dak Prescott's going to have surgery on his right thumb. Expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. Mm. So the question, hey, should the Cowboys trade for Jimmy G? Dan Orlovsky was here Monday morning. Dan, of course, blowing things up, talking about trade for Tyler Huntley. There's so many things going on.
How many games did Tyler Huntley win last year?
Not a lot. But to be fair, he had nothing around him. Like, Lamar is incredible to win with that team around.
So what you think the Cowboys got?
Well, it's interesting you bring
that
up.
They got the same thing that Baltimore had last year. Nothing.
I would like to propose something for the Dallas Cowboys. If you don't believe that What's-His-Face is going to be a guy to lead them to wins. Their backup.
Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush. Okay. Guys, I have a proposal to make. I want to see what everyone thinks about it. Jerry Jones selling Jerry's World Boy, they got to be relevant, right? They must be relevant. You got no shot with what you got now. Everyone already says your season is over. Who are you going to go get? Well, Tyler Huntley. First of all, the Ravens wouldn't give him up. They're in the whole thing with Lamar Jackson. They're going to keep him. Teddy Bridgewater costs you a lot to get right now, and why would they give him up? Jimmy G, he's not going to go somewhere for 6 weeks.
And San Fran's not giving him up after seeing what Trey Lance looks like.
There is a quarterback out there presently who would be available and would keep the Cowboys front page the whole time Dak is out. And his name is Colin Kaepernick. And every time there's a job out there, and people are, who should they go get? I'm going to keep his name right in it because the league has unfairly drummed him out. Colin Kaepernick in the middle of Texas in Dallas. What do you think, Key? What about giving Kaepernick at least a look?
Look, I get it. I would... Okay, let me scratch that. I don't think Jerry Jones would ever do it.
Why?
Well, because, first of all, it would require Jerry to admit some things that he probably wouldn't want to, based on some of the things that happened several years ago. Mm-hmm. Even though he wants to win so desperately. And I don't know where Kaepernick is physically, and I'm assuming he's in shape and the whole deal. But I don't think you could sell it to the state, not to the city, the state.
There'd be an uproar.
The city would be fine.
Right.
The state would be an issue, given the fact that he has a lot of different opinions throughout the state of Texas about certain things that go on in our country.
Yes, no, it's outrageous for him to state that there's social inequality. How dare he?
I'm just saying, you proposed it. I'm telling you why it probably wouldn't happen, although I think it would be smart if Jerry were to do it.
I just feel
you
like
do think it would be smart.
Oh, I think it would be hella smart. Ridiculously smart.
Why?
Because one, you're showing a different side. Two, The players in that locker room all of a sudden get a kick up. They get a kick up now. They gonna ready to run through a wall for you now. But I don't know that Jerry would do such a thing. He would probably rather stay taking L's every week than to sign off on something like that, Jay. I just, that's what I think.
I think that
he should do it, though.
He should 1,000,000% do it to win. Winning cures all.
Imagine if he won a Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick.
Here's my thing. You can look at
too perfect for the
Max,
Cowboys.
Whatever your political affiliations are, and say this is about football. This is about us winning. This is how we become America's team again and stay relevant. What are we talking about?
America.
I already got the whole branding with it. America is changing. We're in constant evolution. There were things we thought back in the day that are no longer the case now. This is a chance for everybody to grow.
Brilliant point.
It's a chance for everybody to grow. And at the end of the day, if Colin Kaepernick helps us win football games, you tell me who can better replace Dak Prescott than Colin
Kaepernick.
At least
give
and
him
I'll
a
listen.
Look.
I'll listen, but there's nobody.
I think he should, but I don't think he would.
I want to talk about what Jay just said about America's team. See, America, when you look at the stars and the stripes and all that, the great irony about Kaepernick's protest is people always look at any kind of non-participation in a ceremony involving the flag in one of two ways. It divides immediately into two camps. One group of people say, this is America, the greatest country on earth. We have freedom that other places don't have. How dare you not honor that by standing up for the flag? The other group says, in fact, you're missing the point. America was built on revolution and protest. The very freedom that you think is so sacred that you need to stand up for the flag for is best honored by protesting it because you are free to do so in this country. Jay, in that sense, if Kaepernick were to play for America's team, it would be the most American thing.
And by the way, did people forget that Nate Boyer, who was the Green Beret that Colin Kaepernick consulted throughout this whole process, Caucasian Green Beret, Max. Like, it's not like he was like, oh, I just had this idea, I'm going to do it. No, there was a consultation with
somebody reason he knelt.
That served this country for a very long time.
No one's going to question Nate Boyer's patriotism. The reason he knelt, just to remind you quickly, is he wasn't standing for the ceremony. Nate Boyer, as a vet, came to him and said, look, that hurts me when I see you not standing. Can we talk about some compromise so that people can see you're not disrespecting the flag and the military? And they came up with kneeling because kneeling is a universal sign of respect. So if Kaepernick felt like he couldn't stand for it, don't just sit there, at least kneel. And they came to that compromise. That's why he knelt.
Yeah, I think all the – I don't remember what year. It's been so long. But I think all that, for the most part, is probably behind a lot of NFL personnel and executives, for the most part. I think it all relies on whether or not they think he could still play and help a team win. But we also are talking about a state again versus Vegas versus California. You know what I'm saying? Versus New York. It's just a different situation.
It's highly unlikely.
It's highly unlikely, but I would if I'm trying to win a championship, because I got to factor in everything if I'm Jerry, you know. What if I win with him? And I've got to now stand up there smiling and cheesing. I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm the same guy. I can't do that.
Just give him a look.
I thought it was just about sports.
But that's why I can't do it, because people like you will do that.
Well, it's just about sports.
And they'll say, well, he hasn't played in 5 years. It's just about sports. I'm not saying you bring him in and work him out and see what you got.
Oh, I know.
Colin Kaepernick to the Cowboys. How's that?
He should do it. He should do it.
Ain't no telling, man. They probably will do something like that, work him out.
Woo.
Just a workout is enough. But that's still, if they work him out, they got to sign him.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by eBay Motors. We all know the game isn't over till it's over, so the next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBayMotors.com. Let's ride.
I will tell you, having witnessed many wild, bizarre, strange Steeler-Bengal games over the years, that one ranks up there.
Ball is down. The kick is on. Kick is blocked. Good snap. Down. Kick is on its way. That kick is long enough. High enough. And it is good. The kick is good.
Okay, Key, you know what we're up to. Best part of the show, 888-SAY-ESPN-729-3776. What's the biggest thing you saw on Sunday? Key, we are up to key observations, your things from disappointing week one performances.
Yeah, you know, it's not necessarily about the disappointing things, because I think some of these teams are going to bounce back from some of the disappointing, the way they looked at the start, right? When you talk about the Bengals, the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow, 5 turnovers, 4 interceptions and a lost fumble. Keep that music rolling. And then when you think about how he led them back, the missed field goal, the blocked PAT, but he's also going up against Mike Tomlin and company, who has an understanding of how to play his team in the National Football League. So he's been around for a long time. I think Joe Burrow and company will bounce back. 6 sacks, that offensive line needs to get shored up. I just want to be fair to all quarterbacks across the board that put themselves in harm's way. If this happened to Joe Burrow, he needs to be criticized just like everybody else.
Not Joe Burrow, but everyone else.
The next one, Max. The Indianapolis Colts. The Indianapolis Colts roared back. Now, look, I thought Matty Ice and company would certainly take care of the Houston Texans. Although I think Lovie Smith is a hell of a quarterback, you certainly could see, I mean, hell of a coach, you certainly could see that he's got his team playing in the right direction. It ended in a 20-20 overtime tie. But in the end, the Colts will be better off later on than they were Sunday. And the San Francisco 49ers, Trey Lance, this one is a little bit of a head scratcher. He didn't look sharp at all to me. He had a couple nice throws, but it could have been a little bit of a weather factor. It could have been the fact that he hadn't played in a lot of NFL football games or football in particular.
Are you worried at all that he only went for a 3rd-round pick and his age and the whole thing, and maybe it's that?
Well, you mean Matt Ryan?
Yes.
No. I think they'll be fine. I'm not worried about the Colts at all. I think they'll be fine. I'm speaking of the 49ers and Trey Lance. The way it looked for me, he made a couple throws. In the end, it's still some uncertainty on whether or not he's going to be the guy that they hope he's going to be when they drafted, or he was going to be when they drafted him.
But he was a long-term project, right?
Like, yeah, but that long-term got sped up because of the Jimmy G situation. I wouldn't be shocked, though, if the 49ers made a decision to go in another direction later on in the year if they keep clunking along and the offense stalls. The weather, I think, played a part. We'll see. And then the New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints and Jameis Winston and company got off to a slow start. They stormed back against the division foe in the Atlanta Falcons. They win the game by 1 point. They got my nephew going late in the game, the beginning of the game. Obviously, he hadn't played in quite some time, so he was rusty a little bit. But the Saints, you know, I look at this, a little bit of disappointment the first 3.5 quarters, but they won in the end. That's something that clearly the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow didn't do, and that was a shot at you, Max. Did you tweet too? Oh. That's all right.
That's it. What happened to all the in-between, the next key observation? Don't we have some production in between?
Yeah, we just skipped. He just went over.
Key Observations is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save. You want to hear from the people?
Let's do it.
Should we hear from the people? 888-SAY-ESPN.
Well, I got Michael Rapaport texting me. Stop with all the Colin Kaepernick. I'm like, if it gets you going, then I'm going to keep talking about it, Rap.
Oh, no.
Michael Rapaport.
Who is that?
The actor.
You know
who he is. If you saw him, you'd know him.
That's right. Here we go.
Yeah. Thomas in New Jersey. Let's start with you. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's happening, Thomas?
What's up, man?
Not much, man. Listen, you talked about Burrow. You talked about Mahomes. You talked about Justin Herbert. Where's the love for my boy J.A., Josh Allen, man? He made Jalen Ramsey look like burnt toast the other day.
He looked
perfect.
That
was Thursday.
We talked about Josh Allen all Thursday and all Friday.
Yeah,
all day.
And Josh Allen looked perfect almost.
Yeah, but Josh Allen didn't play yesterday. He played Thursday. That's
we talked about
news.
It on Friday.
But then my other thing real quick is you talk about Colin Kaepernick and the Cowboys. What about Cam Newton possibly?
Yeah, he's out there.
Yeah, we said Cam too. Why do you,
Kaepernick could be a sexier pick if Jerry's thinking big.
Something tells me Cap might be fresher.
Well, yeah.
Right?
He hasn't taken a beating for 5 years.
Something tells me.
The only beating Cap took is in the press. You know, Cam took it on the field.
I don't think either one would get signed, though.
Yeah, Fernando in California, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN
Radio.
What's up,
Fernando?
What's up? What's up, guys?
What's popping, man?
What's happening? What's cracking?
What do you want to talk about?
My question is, Tua, I'm a big Dolphin fan, but I was not impressed with his downfield throws. My biggest concern is that, can he throw the ball down the field or not?
Take it away.
I want him to stay there, but I'm afraid, man.
Well, look, Jay seems to think he's on his way to winning Super Bowl MVP.
Jay can talk for Jay. Thank you, Key. Go ahead.
I think Tua, he's going to continue to grow. He's got a couple weapons, and as long as he can get them the football in their hands, they've got a lot of speed to burn. I mean, they got a lot of speed to burn.
Can you tell me more about what Jay thinks? I'm curious.
No, yes. Jay thinks that Tua has an opportunity to continue to get this team to a chance to win the Super Bowl. And if he plays the way that he's played so far, he'll be a hell of an MVP candidate.
Jay, we don't need to hear from you. I've heard your opinion already.
Yep.
By the way, do you know this happened on Monday? I just want to take a pause for a second. Monday, so Vinny, you know, right out in the front here at Seaport, tells me, I'm not on Facebook or anything. I don't know when anyone's birthday is. He tells me on, what was it, Thursday afternoon on my way out. He said, you know, it's Jay's birthday this weekend. You should. I was like, oh, word, really? Okay, great. So then on Friday's show, I had planned in the last segment to say, hey, Key, guess whose birthday it is tomorrow and everything. But I forgot we had some produced element in the last, like we were playing some game in the last segment. And it totally slipped my mind. But this man turned at least 30.
31.
On Saturday, 30. Are you 41?
41.
You're 41 years old.
41.
Oh, I thought you were joking when you said nobody said happy birthday to you. No, I did. I didn't know it was his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
Key, how does Jay feel about his birthday?
Yeah,
tell me
I
all
feel
about it.
My birthday, Key. Well, Justin Craig, our boss, only guy to say happy birthday to me.
You felt
and
like,
Shannon.
You
happy
felt
birthday,
like
Jay.
No one said happy birthday to you. So I didn't know if it was you were drinking or something. Because I don't know what it was.
Jay, inside,
like
you're not going to say anything about your birthday.
Oh, no, it's sad that no one said happy birthday to you. I was
happy birthday, Jay.
It was a little weird that you text out, yeah, happy birthday.
No, it was all good.
No, but it was weird when you tell him, like, what the hell is he? Who texts out that no one said happy birthday to him? I'm like, you got kids and a wife at home. I'm sure you're okay.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Sad.
No. Because, I mean, everything with this show is like Jay doesn't care about the staff. He doesn't, you know, okay.
Jay, we'll tell
WWE
you what Jay
tickets.
Cares about. Don't worry about that, okay? We'll tell you what you care about.
Hook your guy Pat up. Give Alan Yates, you know, your guy.
I didn't know it was your birthday.
The Nets game. We're family, right? We care about each
other. Hey, Jay, I'm taking you to dinner for your birthday.
Thanks,
I'm
Max.
Taking you to dinner for your birthday.
Well, I don't even want to talk about my birthday.
Hey, it's my birthday. Everything. Hey,
Key, you're in town.
At least people came to my birthday.
That's
no one made an effort
to
come to mine.
I wanted to. I had my eye hanging out of my head.
What do you mean? That's not fair.
What are you talking about?
You didn't come to my... Oh, now
you were
sick.
I kicked out of work that day because I found out I was in close proximity to somebody with COVID. Yeah.
Connor in South Carolina, how does Jay feel about his birthday? Everyone's giving Jay's opinion. How do you think Jay feels about his birthday?
I think he feels left out. I think you guys need to take him to dinner, get him some drinks.
Yeah.
Sad.
Truth came out. Key's mad because I didn't go out to L.A. for his birthday.
Yeah, well...
That's what he's mad about.
It was a big one. You didn't show up, Jay.
I got kicked out of work that day. They told me to go home.
No, you left.
Oh, I left.
Connor, do you want to talk about football?
Yeah, man. So I want to talk about how much different it was this year to lose to the Vikings than it was last year to get blown out by the Saints for my Packers. It didn't look good at all, man. I thought our secondary was trash. I thought the receivers were trash. O-line was trash. Rodgers was trash. I'm just wondering what the ceiling is for the Packers this year, and if it might make sense to bring in OBJ for a workout.
No, I think they'll be fine because they got Aaron Rodgers. It's week one. You mentioned the Saints last year, getting run out of the building. I honestly think they'll be there in the end. I'm not going to panic. Every time they do this with Aaron Rodgers, he goes on a historical run and wins MVPs and takes teams deep runs in the playoffs. So let's just wait. See how it ends. Maybe they're not a 14-3 team, or maybe they're not a 15-2 team. Maybe they're an 11-7. I mean, 11-6. maybe they're 11-6 team, and they, for that, they become better later in the year.
All I know, if there is an opportunity for the Vikings to win the division, it is right now. While Aaron Rodgers is trying to work with his new wideout core, his new, like, there's so many pieces around. It's now.
Archie in Las Vegas, what you got?
Oh, Max, what's going on, man?
What's good, Archie?
Well, you're the only one not complaining about your birthday over there. I figure I'd give you the shout out.
That's right. It was my birthday. And I didn't get one. I don't know.
I don't even know what my birthday is.
Happy
complaining?
Birthday to you. Huh?
I just said happy birthday.
And I'm saying it to you.
Key was definitely complaining. Jay Will really doesn't care, but I know Key was complaining.
What do you mean I was complaining?
Tell him.
I didn't send out, first of all, Archie. I didn't send out no damn text message begging for people to wish me happy birthday.
Whoa, wow. Now I'm a beggar, huh? Okay.
Jay, you know what? Something just occurred to me.
Did you have some respect from your friends?
Did you think, hey, they're going to surprise me at the end of the show with a happy birthday?
No.
You did, didn't you? Oh, Jay, I'm sorry.
No, yes, you did.
I could tell by the way you're saying no.
No, why?
He's thinking, oh, they didn't say anything. Everyone's pretending like they don't know. And in the last segment, they're all going to surprise
Key's
me.
Name
confetti
is
and balloons.
Archie, Key's what did you call in for, man? What do you want to talk about? Happy birthday, man.
Jay. Hey, listen. You know what song I want y'all to play next break? Play that Return of the Mac. Because that boy Khalil Mack came back against the Raiders.
Great call.
And made Derek Carr look like Derek Carr.
Great call. Khalil Mack is a monster. Monster. Hey, from now on, every caller that calls in, you start the call by saying happy birthday, Jay.
No.
Yes, that's the way he wants it.
My birthday was Saturday.
Happy
that's
birthday. Happy, this is what you say.
You
happy belated birthday, Jay. And then every
that's
caller, wait a minute, wait a minute.
You text it.
Yeah, every text caller
you.
For the
no,
rest
you
of the show.
All of us.
Here's the script. Happy belated birthday, Jay. Wait a minute, guys. Happy belated birthday, Jay. I'm sorry. That's every caller has to say that. I'm sorry. Happy belated birthday, Jay, before you say anything else. What was the biggest thing you saw on Sunday? Just remember, before you say anything, happy belated birthday, Jay. I'm sorry. 888-SAY-ESPN-729-3776. And what should Russell Wilson expect?
Russell Wilson.
I know what he should do. Huh. He should text Jay happy birthday.
He should.
Yeah, Russ.
Take time out of his day.
Yeah, Russ.
Text about the queen.
You're
he
tweeting
can text
everybody
about
else.
Jay's
where's
birthday.
My tweet?
What should we expect in his return to Seattle? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Key, correct me if I'm wrong, but it really feels to me like it totally depends on how you use Khalil Mack, because he's versatile. He can play linebacker. He can play defensive end. He can play all over the place. That depending on the scheme and the situation, and this goes back to early in his career, he can be made to look like he's only okay or like a star because he's versatile, almost works against him.
Well, it's hard, though, when you're Khalil Mack and you're the only guy, right? Now you got somebody opposite of you in Bosa. You're on a defense that's good. Now you could do what you need to do. I mean, think about some of the great defensive ends, outside linebackers that ever played. As great as Lawrence Taylor was,
yeah,
he had a bunch of other dudes on that defense now.
Carl Banks and everything.
Yeah, and you got them dudes, man. You got to account for them dudes.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't take anything away from LT. but it just makes it much easier to dominate. Instead of me having to eat up three people, I only got to eat up two.
The Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance and Chad Brown, former All-Pro linebacker.
Chad didn't speak to that.
Host of Chad and Nate on 104.3 The Fan in Denver is with us now. Chad, what are your expectations for the Broncos and Russell Wilson's return to Seattle?
Is whack as it sounds to say, I don't know. I don't know. Nathaniel Hackett didn't play the Broncos starters in the preseason. So to look at what the Nathaniel Hackett's offense is going to be, we got one small joint practice between the Dallas Cowboys and the Denver Broncos to understand what this offense is going to look like. None of the starters play. Is it going to be a ground-based attack with Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams? Are we really going to let Russ cook? So there's a bit of a mystery what's going to happen. How's this offense going to look? Russ wants to extend plays. He wants to hold the ball. He wants to try to go for big plays. Nathaniel Hackett wants him to get rid of the ball like Aaron Rodgers did the last 2 years, where he turned Aaron Rodgers from a very, very good quarterback into a back-to-back MVP. So it's going to be a bit of a mystery what we see out there tonight.
But, Chad, let me ask you this. What do you think should happen? Like, from a leadership perspective, if your coach, your head coach says, if this is what the interpretation of you was when you were here, we are going to show them that that's different. Do you think we'll probably the probability is higher that we will see let Russ cook and do his thing within this Nathaniel Hackett offense?
I think so, but maybe not here in game one because they didn't play any starters in the preseason. Is this the time to actually go out there and let Russ cook with all these young receivers in the hostile environment that's going to be in Seattle, with as difficult as it is to communicate on that field level because it's so loud with the 12s, the loudest fans in the league? I'm thinking if I'm Nathaniel Hackett, maybe here in week one, I lean upon this running game and I let Russ cook in spots. But to let Russ cook and go out there and have 35 pass attempts, while that could let Russ cook, that could also end up in a loss for the Denver Broncos. Pete Carroll is going to have that team ready to go. It's a bit of a revenge game, as we have found out through their reframing of the trade process this last week.
Chad, how much excitement, though, in the Denver area? Now, different than Peyton Manning, right? Everybody kind of knew that Peyton Manning was the reason that the Indianapolis Colts went to the Super Bowl, and Peyton Manning only left Indianapolis because of the neck injury where Russell Wilson was essentially kicked out of Seattle. How much excitement has there been around him joining the Broncos in the area, though?
Oh, my goodness, Key. The excitement is off the charts. Statements like Tim Patrick, the Broncos receiver who's now done for the year with a torn ACL, Super Bowl or bust now that Peyton and Manning is here. There is an expectation now that Russell Wilson is a quarterback that he deliver a Lombardi trophy like John Elway did, like Peyton Manning did. So the expectation levels are incredibly high. I think they're a bit too high here in year one. I expect them to be good. I expect them to be better with Russell Wilson under center here in 2022. But there's just so much unknown. Nathaniel Hackett is a first-time head coach. All three coordinators, offense, defense, special teams, all those coaches are new to those roles. There is Russell Wilson. There is some promise at the wide receiver spot, but that promise hasn't really equaled production in the past. So there's a few too many question marks to say that's for sure going to happen this year, but the next couple of years down the road certainly is a possibility. But let's not forget, this is not just in a vacuum. The Broncos and Russell Wilson didn't improve all upon their own. This is the AFC West. There's four of the best quarterbacks in the league are in this division. This may be the greatest quarterback division in NFL history.
It could be. I mean, we have to see how if Herbert continues to ascend and Derek Carr. But, like, I it's hard to find a division with four better quarterbacks than this ever.
It is just like Chad said, though. You think about not this year, maybe 2-3 years from now. But as you go, like I said before, 2 or 3 years from now, Russell's getting older, right, Chad? Mm-hmm. And those other guys are getting more ripe. Patrick Mahomes is not ripe yet. He's still kind of green with crazy. A little bit of color on him. You know how that fruit, when it's a little color there, that's not ripe. Right. Justin Herbert is still green. And then Carr, I'm mad at him. But, you know, I'm mad at him for yesterday. But that's okay. He'll bounce back. My Raider guy will bounce back. Chad, though, when you look at everything that the Broncos did to get Russell, what's the true value in the ceiling for them this season?
Well, I want to go back to your previous point, Key.
Okay.
You know, clearly Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks doc, Russell Wilson, they didn't think he was going to fall off the, you know, the cliff this year. But yeah, they saw that he was going to begin to decline before they would get the full value of whatever contract he had to get. He gets a $245 million contract extension from the Denver Broncos. So clearly Nathaniel Hackett and George Payton see a longer window for Russell Wilson than Pete Carroll and John Snyder did. So we're going to find out in a couple of years who's correct there. But to answer your question, what's the ceiling for this year? In this division with these quarterbacks, I can see this Bronco team being 10-7, making the playoffs. Not a deep playoff run, but making the playoffs. I did mention the talent at running back with Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon. So they can lean upon that. And Russ's best years in Seattle were when they had a physical run game where he could do the play-action passes off of that. I just think there's a few too many question marks going around this team to expect them to, in the words of Tim Patrick, be Super Bowl or bust. The right tackle, Billy Turner, is probably not going to play tonight. Calvin Anderson wasn't very good during the preseason. The inside linebacker position, Josie Jewell, is going to be out tonight. That's been a question mark for the last couple of years for the Broncos. It's a pretty big gaping hole in the middle of their defense. Jonas Griffin will probably play, but he hyperextended his elbow in the first couple minutes of the first preseason game. So what is he going to be? So there's a few too many question marks for me to expect a long, deep playoff run here in 2022.
Mm. Chad Brown, former All-Pro linebacker, host of Chad and Nate on 104.3 The Fan in Denver, echoing what, listen, Russell Wilson brought in to win a Super Bowl, but it don't have to be this year. It's got to happen, but not this year. Thank you, Chad.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. Call in with your football comments, but before you say anything, you must say, happy birthday, happy belated birthday,
Stop.
Jay. I'm sorry. We're all very sorry. Everyone owes Jay an apology, including the callers.
Tweet at Jay, happy birthday,
but
please.
First,
from your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So I'm curious, guys. Over the weekend, a story broke about Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant and how Steph called KD kind of misunderstood, but he got Kevin Durant more than anybody. And he said, hey, there was a conversation internally amongst us about if he was available, would you? Every team has those conversations. And obviously, in our situation, they're going to call me and ask, how do you feel about it? He said, I was never hesitant for once. So I guess I would ask you guys, would you look at Steph Curry differently if KD went back to
Golden State?
Because he made the call?
He's going to Denver. I mean, he's going back to Brooklyn.
No, yeah,
he's going,
but for
like,
now.
Hypothetically, if KD were like, hey, I'm going back to Golden State.
If KD
goes, Steph made the call. Like, come back to
us. But not only that, it elevates Steph because what it shows you is he's the gravitational pull that makes that whole thing work. And that KD couldn't do it without him. Steph could do it without KD, and then KD goes back to him.
So it makes Steph look good, but does that
– if that happens, I might put Steph in the top 10, Jay. That's how serious it would be.
That's a problem. If he went back, Steph is putting it together. I'm like, okay, Steph putting it together. He already won his chip without him. He cool. If I'm KD, I'm like, no, I ain't doing that.
Now how easy it would make it for Steph to rack up the rings?
My way first.
Now how easy it would make it for Steph to rack up the rings with KD coming back?
Yeah, but I almost cursed, but you my little.
Yeah.
So you my little now.
You can't get no bigger than you'll be my
little. I'm big dog, you my little. Come on. That's what it would look like.
Even
to me.
Then, KD could win all the finals. Let's see. Now that Steph won finals MVP,
it's over, yeah.
And was the best player on either team, now KD could come back, win every finals MVP. It doesn't matter. We all see what's going on. Steph's that dude.
As crazy as it may sound, there are going to be people when Steph Curry's career is over with that will say he's the best player to ever play in the NBA. There will be people that will say that. There will be people whose career is finally over.
Not on this show, maybe not on our show.
You're right, probably.
But there's going to
there's always a sucker out there saying
because
anything.
You know he's going to win. You know he's going to win another two championships, possibly. Right? And then all of a sudden,
if KD comes back and wins four more,
he created the long shot. He did this. There are going to be people that say it.
Yeah, he reinvented the game.
They've already started talking about he belongs in the top three and four.
No,
Who's saying that.
If KD comes back,
he's top 10.
Or if Steph wins more chips with or without KD, I'll put him in the top 10. Right now, he's like 10 to 12, but I'll put him in the top 10.
Max, you're doing it again.
What? No, he's trying to motivate Steph. This is what he does. Preseason, he's trying to motivate Steph.
Are you sure he's top? There are a lot of guys to put in the top 10. You taking Kobe out, Duncan out? Who are you taking out?
I'm just telling you, when his career's over, as he gets a couple more championships in more numbers,
there'll be people that will say,
top dude ever.
We're back in 10 seconds.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
What was the biggest thing you saw Sunday? 888-SAY-ESPN. However, before you say a thing, everyone needs to apologize to Jay, including the callers, for not remembering his birthday on Friday. You have to say, I'm sorry, Jay, happy belated birthday, and then you can make your sports point. DeVoy in Kansas City, you're on with Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Jay texted us and begged for us to
say, I'm sorry, Jay. Happy birthday.
Do you forgive DeVoy now?
Stop.
Very good. Thank you, DeVoy. Go ahead.
Do your thing, brother. Do your thing. Don't listen to Max.
Molly, make sure you say happy birthday to Jay.
She did already.
Apologize first.
Molly did it already.
Jay requires an apology. Go ahead, DeVoy.
My biggest
takeaway and biggest sports thing is just the Patrick Mahomes, 5 TDs. Like, the disrespect, he had to put a stop to it somewhere and somehow. Do you think it's going to continue for the Chiefs to be downplayed or put to the back burner as they've been and everybody else?
I'll tell you this. I said before the season.
The only people doing that is Bart Scott. Man, ain't nobody. Yeah. That's the only one disrespecting the Chiefs.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. I predicted before the season, Patrick Mahomes is throwing over 50 touchdowns with single-digit interceptions. So far, so good. 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Craig in Delaware. What's the biggest thing you saw Sunday?
I'm here.
Okay, what you got?
What up, Craig?
Hey, Max. Mm-hmm. Hey, Max, Keith, and you guys. I got one. It's not a sexy pick.
You did not wish Jay a happy birthday.
Ridiculous, Craig.
Max, I don't have but a little bit of time here.
All right, fine. He knows it's
Max
your birthday.
Max is wasting your time, Craig. Go ahead, man.
We need a quarterback. We need a quarterback in Dallas right now, okay? Because Cooper Rush not going to get it done. How about a trade with Pittsburgh for Mitch Trubisky with a fifth or a sixth round pick this year?
All right, I told him the rules. You have to wish Jay a happy birthday.
He didn't do it. Anyway, Mitch Trubisky, they're not giving that to Mitch Trubisky. Why would they give Mitch Trubisky up? He just won the game and he's rolling. I mean, they're doing good with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
If you don't wish Jay
up.
A happy birthday and apologize to him for getting on for Friday, we all have. Dude, your call will be dropped.
Different, man.
We have to instill a discipline.
All right, let's
race.
Take Corey in Cincinnati.
This dude is different.
Corey.
Oh, this is Corey.
Birthday, Jay.
Thanks, man.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate
there it is.
That,
thank
man.
You. Good.
I played NBA Live. I texted you. You didn't give me a text back. I think I got a new number, but I played NBA Live 19. I heard your commentary.
Okay. All right.
I just wanted to say, I think that Cincinnati didn't lose because of Joe Burrow. They actually lost for two other reasons. Right. They're the one of the smallest guys on the team who no one thinks about got hurt. Their long snapper. And they had a third string tight end doing a long snap. Mm. And that's why they got the extra point block that that could have actually won the game.
Yeah.
And also, they weren't playing. They should have been playing for the tie once they did not. Once they had to punt the ball at the end, and Zach Taylor, instead of him holding the ball for an extra 20 to 25 seconds while the clock was running to punt the ball, he gave them those extra 20 to 25 seconds, which actually came back to haunt the Bengals.
Mm.
All right.
I'd say he set him behind the eight ball, though. Even if he, he made the roaring comeback, but you turn the ball over five times, you're not going to win.
All right, Jay, the people are all sorry, and they wish
Stop.
You a happy birthday. I hope that makes it up to you. We're taking you out to dinner.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Jay turned 41 years old on Saturday.
No more begging for happy birthdays, Jay.
Key.
I'm starting to worry about you.
Did you have a nice birthday, though, Jay?
Oh, yeah. I had to share it with my daughter's birthday.
You're born on the same day as your daughter?
No, my daughter's born October 10th, but we're going to have my third child on that day, so we kind of made that her birthday.
Oh, so yeah, not only did
Patrol,
no one say happy birthday
it was
a to
Paw
you.
Patrol
so, in other words, you go home, you're not going to have any birthday. At least you come to work and your boys will say happy birthday. You didn't even get that.
Say something to me.
No, Molly didn't say happy birthday, nothing.
Molly did.
Oh, Molly did. She's, of course, Molly would. Salt
Stephen
of the earth.
A
okay.
Say happy birthday?
Nah. Nah.
Of course not.
Guys, it is time for our parlay. KJM Monday parlay. Every week we do a three-legged parlay and we see what happens, right? Jay, what are you taking?
So we just had Chad on the show talking about the Denver Broncos. I'm going to take the under on 253 and a hook for total passing yards of Russell Wilson. I think they're going to do it more on the ground. Even though let Russ cook, I don't think that first game of the season, not a lot of preseason work for Russ. I don't think he comes out of the gates blazing throwing the ball.
So you're taking under 253 and a half.
Yeah, I'm going to go DK Metcalf total receiving yards. I'm going to go 55 and a hook.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, over. That's an experienced guy right there.
To DK.
Yeah,
huh?
That's easy. 55 yards, that's three catches.
Geno Smith, Jacoby Brissett, same thing?
Yeah, kind of the same thing for these teams, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It should be also a year for DK that he does what Key has been asking for, which is don't go away. Like, let's know you're there every game,
yeah,
right?
Let's not go
take that next step.
Let's not go 250 today, then 35 tomorrow.
I'm going to, since we're doing a parlay, I'm going to piggyback Jay's pick of 253.5 for Russell Wilson. He's taking under on yards. Therefore, I'm going to take the over on Javonte Williams' total rushing yards, 57.5. So if Jay hits, I should hit too. If Key hits, we win the parlay. I like Javonte Williams. By the way, make it easy for Russ. Let Russ cook and everything, but still, you got to run the ball.
Let him work.
Pete Carroll expects the Seahawks to be a 10-win team.
What?
I hope he meant over the next three seasons.
No, I do too.
If you add it up.
Really?
What? I do too.
10 wins this year?
I do too.
Lies,
10 wins
lies
this year.
Lies.
With Geno Smith.
Yeah.
And that defense?
See, you're doing what everybody else does.
You're damn right.
You're looking at a guy who bounced around and moved around, and you're saying he's no good. certain things that I'm asking him to do.
But wait, okay. Keith, their defense kind of, I know it kind of came up last year.
No, the defense struggled last year. They came mixed about. Bag, they but I'm, it. It's retooled. They're going back to the old ways of doing things that they used to.
Man, like what? Can you describe that?
They got a corner on the outside, Jay. He's 6'4", about 210, and runs sub-4.2. That's what they're getting back to.
6'4", sub-4.2 is pretty good.
It's crazy. That's pretty good. Big old
that's more
dude.
Than pretty
it's like
good.
The fastest guy in the league, plus he's 6'4".
And he can go,
what,
too.
Does he not have ball skills? Why is he a corner?
I don't know. I have no idea. They took him in the draft, though, but he can go. He can go, for sure.
Doesn't it feel like there are no more shut-down corners, really?
There really isn't.
They're few and far between
you
in all eras.
You grew up in an era like I did where every single week, every single team,
had a guy.
There was one and a half guys that was ridiculous.
I guess they're all receivers now? I mean, what's going on?
Maybe, maybe not. But that's the plan for them to win 10 games. And I'm telling you, they're going to do it.
What's the spread tonight? Anybody?
I have no idea. Huh. But Pete Carroll, you know, he asked the fans in Seattle to boo Russell Wilson.
Stop.
Asked,
yeah,
really?
You know, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Said, don't make it comfortable. Make it uncomfortable.
Oh. Mm. Oh, I like that.
I see. I wanted to give him that storyline
like
late.
I like
I didn't want to
that.
Give it because he'd have ran with that from the beginning
like
of this morning.
Oh, I like
Jay
that.
Would have just kept.
Oh, I would have stirred that one up. All right,
he's
Pete.
An itch starter. So.
All right, Pete.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't start it. Pete started.
But if I'd have told you about it earlier,
all
you'd
day.
Have 4 hours.
All 4 hours.
It.
Also, I noticed Pete Carroll did not tweet about the Queen. So,
oh God,
I did
stop,
notice that.
Max, leave Russell Wilson alone.
I'm not.
He's
anything.
Flying straight
he,
to
he
London.
He was very
after the
moved
game.
By the passing of the Queen of
he's
England for
going
whatever
straight
reason.
Straight to London after the game. Not leave not the guy like alone.
I mean, Lennox Lewis was too, but he met her. He, you
checking
know, he's
out.
A British citizen.
Yes, but, and know. She I sent some mail to Virginia back in the day. What do you mean?
Greeny is coming up Virginia. Right now on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.